This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Playing against the best offense in the world, you know, best quarterback in the world, best running back in the world. So just, you know, for me especially to, you know, play against those guys and get the confidence and understand that no matter who's out there, you can play with them. It's super cool. And, you know, I just have to thank Jesus Christ for the opportunity.
Steelers have too many Wilsons. This says Wilson beating the Ravens. I thought that was going to be Russell Wilson. The dead giveaway should have been the 14 seconds. That's all the clip was. You don't ask Russell Wilson a question and only get a 14-second response. That Peyton Wilson, number 41 in your program, but yesterday, number one in your hearts. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Why don't you say we give some grades?
Yes.
All right, let's start with the quarterback, Russell Wilson. Got the dub. Got the dub. But uneven performance, I think you could say about Russell Wilson yesterday.
Yeah, started off slow. We talked about this before the show. Started off slow, but ended up with, 205 yards passing. And I think he was, 23 for 36. So I'll give him around C plus B.
Yeah.
C plus B. You got the win. That's what it's all about. Threw an interception, but you would love to see that be thrown away, like you said, but gave his 6'7" tight end a chance to – you know, lobbed it up there and like he was a basketball player and trying to get a jump ball. So he made the plays whenever they needed to be made. So I'll give Russ about, I'll go B.
Because he got the win.
Yes.
Drop one in the bucket down the sideline, a 37-yard pass. Also thought Calvin Austin could have helped him on a deep ball down the field earlier in the game. Started to really check it down in the second half. And we had talked about that last week, how the Ravens are susceptible to giving up big plays to running backs in the passing game. I thought they made adjustments at halftime. Like, I thought the offense came out and was better in the second half. That's sort of been a theme so far under Russ, that they've been better in the second half. I mean, they were doing nothing in that first half.
Who was the better quarterback?
Oh, I think you got to say Russell Wilson was, don't you? Because one guy played well below his level, and that's Lamar.
Right.
And the other guy, I think, played not his best game, but closer to his best game than Lamar did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'd view that. It was a really impressive answer by me.
Yes.
How about Joey Porter Jr.?
B plus.
B plus?
B plus.
You're tough.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he got better from last game.
Yeah.
But I still factor in last game a little bit. And it's like, okay, where are you getting better from? Are you getting better from playing consistent and playing pretty good, and then you got even better this game? Or did you have a really reset and you went backwards last game and now you're trying to make up the ground from last game to this game? So that's why I give him a B plus.
I also think that he was the beneficiary of a crew that let things go.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the George Pickens in the end zone. I mean, I think you probably got to call something on that play.
Yep.
And they didn't. We saw a couple of times JPJ with a little tug and they let him get away with it. When you got officials that are going to let him play, he's going to do a good job. When they're calling ticky-tack stuff, he's probably going to have a long day. But I look at what Zay Flowers did in this game, and I'm with you. I think Joey Porter Jr. had a great game. blew up the two-point conversion play. Zay Flowers, 2 catches, 39 yards. I would have signed in blood for that before the game. Deontay Johnson, by the way, 0 catches, 0 yards, no touchdowns, 2 targets.
Yep.
Huh.
Possible drop, too. Hit his hands.
You got to make a play on that. That's a tough play. You got to make a better effort than he did.
Yep.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Really, really hard to see that happen to him. Broderick Jones.
Oh. D minus.
Couple penalties. Turnstile out there.
Yes. Seems like every drive there was something. Yeah, bad. I'm not going to give him an F, but I'll give him a D. D minus.
It's good and bad, and I'll tell you why I say it that way. Like, it's bad that he's struggling. It's good that they don't have another place to turn. And by the end of the year, you'll know one way or the other about his trajectory going into next season. He's still got 7 games to turn this around. Mike Tomlin said he's learning on the job. I'd be lying, though, if I didn't say I'm not big-time concerned about Broderick Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, finally, Najee Harris.
B+.
I thought he was really good. Yeah.
Good again.
He's running so hard, man. And they did open holes. They ran it more than I would have liked going into the game, and it wasn't always effective. They popped a few early, but I thought it paid dividends in the end. And I'm really interested to see how things evolve using Justin Fields in that running game. And then I want to see Justin Fields throw a pass or two off of that. And then I think he really gashed teams in the running game there. All in all, I don't think there were very many poor performances. I would grade the receiving core pretty harshly. I would grade the offensive line pretty harshly, but mostly Broderick Jones. Apart from that, man, I think they played great.
Yep.
I think they played great. And we had talked about Minkah before the game. Your bold prediction, because we do one of those every Friday, was that he would have a turnover. Those 2 tackles he made in the open field, that's just as good as a turnover for me.
Big time.
I mean, he kept it touched on, oh my God, off the board from Derrick Henry. He does that against most teams, and it's one-on-one with the safety. He's scoring a touchdown. And Minkah wouldn't let it happen. Minkah one-on-one with Mark Andrews with nobody behind him.
Big.
Huge. So it was the most obvious example of what they've preached about Minkah Fitzpatrick. They have said he's back there to make sure the big play doesn't happen. And twice he prevented the big play. Good enough for me in a game where you wind up forcing 3 takeaways anyhow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.